And we're back, folks. Welcome to our 25th show extravaganza, where we cover some of the stuff that we had in the past. So, you know, we had a bunch of stuff that was not in our questionable fandom show. But as it turns out, if you look into the oeuvres of this, folks, you will definitely find some things that are of questionable fandom, you know. And we'll start with our friend, Canadian artist, Peter Pringle. Peter Pringle, his entire career was highly experimental and so on. He became a theremin player at some point, quite a famous one of the main ones. And then, you know, he went in all kinds of directions, but he put out an album at some point called Noel Coward, A Portrait. This album starts with a song called Nina that, for whatever reason, is culturally inappropriate nowadays in a way that can only describe by listening to it.
Well, that's okay. The five people who bought the record probably don't mind.
It's a good song, music-wise, not that bad.
Señorita Nina from Argentina knew all the answers, though all her relatives and friends were perfect dancers. She swore she'd never dance a step until she died. She said, I've seen too many movies, and all they prove is too idiotic. They all insisted that South America's exotic, whereas it couldn't be more boring if it tried. She added firmly that she hated the sound of soft guitars beside a still lagoon. And then she positively stated that she could not abide a southern moon. She said, I hate to be pedantic, but I'm driven nearly frantic when I see that unromantic, sycophantic lot of sluts. Forever wriggling their guts drives me absolutely nuts. She refused to begin when they requested it. And she made an embarrassing scene if anyone suggested it, for she detested it. Señorita Nina from Argentina despised the tango, although she never was a girl to let a man go. She wouldn't sacrifice her principles for sex. She'd look with scorn on the gyrations of her relations who danced the conga, and swore that if she had to stand it any longer, she'd lose all dignity and wring their silly necks. She said that frankly she was blinded to all their over-advertised romantic charms. And then she got more bloody-minded and told them where to put their tropic palms. She said with most refreshing candor that she thought Carmen Miranda was subversive propaganda and should rapidly be shot. And that she didn't care a jot if people quoted her or not. She declined to begin, though they besought her to. And with language profane and obscene, she cursed the man who taught her to. She cursed Cole Porter too. From this it's fairly clear that Nina, in her demeanor, was so offensive that when the hatred of her friends grew too intensive, she thought she'd better beat it while she had the chance. After some trial and tribulation, she reached the station and met a sailor who had acquired a wooden leg in Venezuela, and so she married him because he couldn't dance. There surely never could have been a more irritating girl than Nina. They never speak in Argentina of this degenerate bambina who had the luck to find romance, then resolutely wouldn't dance. She wouldn't dance. Hola!
Wow, and that was the voice actor who did the Frankenberry commercials, you know, the children's cereal from the 1970s. Is that correct? With that Nina.
That is not correct. That is, in fact, Peter Pringle.
Oh, sorry.
But for whatever reason, he's really taking it South America on this one. I don't know why. Coming up next is our friends from, you know, one of your favorites, from Modern Talking. But, you know, as you complain about their voices and how they sound like there's women singing, they've decided to do an improvement on this.
Oh, God, they didn't get Rick Astley to help.
Check it out, folks. Check it out.
Woo! to rub me down, keep my muscles strong. Keep it going on from New York to Hong Kong. Think of something freaky in a crazy form. As long as I don't have to put my pants back on. She's the girl I never had, she's the girl of my dreams. A body like a Lamborghini covered in jeans. Too much for a man, much more than I can stand. Wanna pack my bags and move to Japan.
She has China in her eyes. Can you see it? China in her eyes. Can't you feel it? China in her eyes. The secret smile.
You know I treat you right. One China in your eyes through the morning light. The next day you realize I'll be holding you tight. Because the love we've been giving is dynamite. I wanna freak you here, I wanna freak you there. I wanna run my fingers through your hair. Tallest China wall, I wanna feel the world. Let nothing come between me and my China girl.
She has China in her eyes. Can you see it? China in her eyes. Can't you feel it? China in her eyes. The secret smile.
What did you think about that one, Anthony?
What are you looking for?
I don't know. I mean, did you enjoy that?
Absolutely not.
Come on. I know you did on some level. You have to. Not the most culturally appropriate thing. That was Eric Singleton with the folks from Modern Talking. China in her eyes.
Great choice.
Perfect, right? I told you this is the entertainment portion of the show. And we're going to end with our favorite Canadian performer of all time, Mitsu. You know, I had to look really, really hard because it's Mitsu. And to find something that's really questionable in terms of fandom, that plays well on the radio as well, you know, it's hard. But I think I found something. Check it out.
I know you love Mitsu.
Mañana, mañana, eres de mí. Digi fatta de insolación. Mañana
folks, and that was Me Too. I love that song. I think you go on vacation to a place like, let's say, Mexico, you know, you don't speak the language, and you come back with five words: mañana, sombrero, siesta, amigos, mexicanos. And then you write a song about it that just involves those five words and your own personal language. I think that's what it is. But, you know, I think it's a great tune. I really love it. And it's 100% Me Too. I love that. I love that.
I see you looking at the album cover right now.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah, it's very, very good. I love it.
Cool. Well, we're really glad that you've chosen to join us for this 25th episode extravaganza. Thank you very much for coming along. I'm Anthony.
I'm Adrian.
We'll catch you next time.
Be good to each other.